Christ is risen. Christ is risen. Christ is risen. Indeed, Jesus is risen. We're following Jesus on the way. We've been following through the highways and byways of Galilee. We've been following him on the rugged path to Jerusalem, to the cross, and to the tomb. And we've been following Jesus out of the tomb, out of the darkness, and into the bright light of a fresh new dawn. And one of the things that happens when we follow Jesus is that we meet other followers, and some of those followers become your friends. To be a follower of Jesus is to be a friend of other followers from every tribe and language and people and nation. To be a Christian is to be part of a global faith, a global movement. Here at Hope College, we want to grow world Christians in the soil of hope. We want to recognize that the kingdom of God recognizes no national boundaries other than the boundaries of God, which encompasses all people at all times and in all places. This evening, we have the rare honor to meet and to hear from one of the followers of Jesus that has become one of our friends, Stephen Kazimba, who is a bishop in the Anglican Church in Uganda, is here with us tonight to open up the book that we love and to teach us about joy and to teach us about the power of God. Friends, would you give a warm Hope College welcome to Dr. Stephen Kazimba of Uganda?
Thank you so much for that warm welcome in a cold weather. Actually, if heaven will be cold like this, it will only be for Americans. Africans will not be there. Praise the Lord. I am Stephen Kazimba from Uganda, a bishop in charge of 513 churches and also 450 schools. But I studied here at Western Seminary in 2002-2003, and I graduated here, and also I came back for some more studying, and I graduated here a second time, and I preached here two times. So I love Hope College, and I love younger people. Let's read the Word of God, and I want to thank the Lord so much for the chaplain and administration for inviting me. May God bless you so much. We are reading from Philippians chapter 3. Verse 4. Yet I could have confidence in myself if anyone could. If others have reason for confidence in their own efforts, I have been even more. For I was circumcised when I was 8 days old, having been born into a pure-blooded Jewish family. That is a branch of the tribe of Benjamin. So I am a real Jew. If there ever one was, what is more? I was a member of the Pharisee who demand the strictest obedience to the Jewish law and zealous. Yes, in fact, I harshly persecuted the church, and I obeyed the Jewish law so carefully that I was never accused of any fault. I once thought of all these things were so very important, but now I consider them worthless because of what Christ has done. Yes, everything else is worthless when compared with the priceless of gaining, of knowing Christ. Jesus, my Lord, I have discarded everything else, counting it all as garbage, so that I may have Christ and become one with him. I no longer count on my own goodness or ability to obey the law. Praise the Lord. This book was written by Paul after 61 years of the resurrection of Jesus Christ. He was in prison, imprisoned because of the gospel. But in prison, he was able to write a message of encouragement to the church he founded. This was the first church he founded in Europe. And he preached the gospel there. And he wrote to encourage the people to know the benefits of knowing Jesus Christ and the joy of knowing him and the power of his resurrection. The theme joy is repeated. In chapter 1, he writes about the joy or in suffering. In chapter 2, he writes about the joy in believing, the joy of serving, and the joy of growing and giving. This was very, very important after planting the church. But the most important message Paul wanted the people to know was what is more important in this world. The most important thing. And this most important thing came as a result because the church in Philippi was getting some people teaching about law as more important, circumcision more important. And Paul says, no, I was a Jew myself. I was circumcised on the eighth day. I come from Benjamin family, which is very important. He had a very good background because Benjamin family is where King Saul came from. And he says, I was a Pharisee, which means he was very religious. Actually, if Paul was here, he would have said, I am a real Dutch person. Because my parents and grandparents came from Netherlands and were the first one to be here. And I studied in Hope College. And my brothers studied in Calvin College. And I learned all the Calvin Institutes. And my grandfather was called Van der Waal, another Vandermeer, you know. You know, now I learned if you want to be a pure Dutch, I am a Dutch by adoption. I am Vanda Kazimba. So just like Vanda Majwala. So then you are a Dutch. So he had a very good background by being coming from a family of Benjamin. And he says, but that one doesn't count. I want you to know one important thing. The important thing is to know Jesus and the power of his resurrection. That is more important than everything you have ever thought of. Knowing Jesus and the power of his resurrection was more important than anything these people were thinking about. And what is more important? Knowing Jesus, but not only that, also his power of resurrection. What is more valuable? People thought Those are more important. What do you take as more important? It might be money. That is important, but not more important. It might be education. Very good, but not as important as knowing Jesus Christ. It might be, you know, you are dating somebody and you think that that is very important. You can do funny things to impress your friend. That is not as important. The most important thing is knowing Jesus. Not only that, but also the power of his resurrection. And that is the most important thing. I have been impressed by some people here. You know, these people are very important. They play basketball, and everybody likes them. Like, you know, others play, like, they love Trey Bucky. Junior Tim Hardaway Jr., Frenchman Mitch. These people of Michigan. I support Michigan, but it lost last time. Then others, you know, Cabrera of Tiger, Valenda, Prince Frida. Those are very important people. You can know them, but the most important one to know is Jesus, the King of Kings, the Lord of Lords, the Master of all masters, from whom all blessings flow. Once you know him, you have known everything. Once you know him, you have known something. How do you know Jesus? Knowing Jesus, you just need to have a relationship with him. A relationship comes as a result of accepting him as your Savior, as your Lord, and he becomes your friend. Then you read the scriptures so that he talks to you. You know, when you become a friend with somebody, you need to talk, right? You need to talk. Am I right? Yes, and when you become a friend with somebody, yes, you need to pray. Praying is one way of becoming, to talk with our God. You need that conversation, not just knowing about him, but knowing him. I know Paul here is my friend. I knew him in 2002, up to now, but I just know about him. I don't know him very well, but here is a man, Henry, come here. This one, I know him. I know his mother. I know his mother. He comes from Uganda. He was a younger person in my congregation, other youth. I know him. I know his father. I know he's married to only one wife. And his wife is a woman. I know him. He has two children. I know him, and he was a musician in a choir. That's where he came from. And now he's a pastor. He's a student at Western. He's also singing. That's how I know him. Would you sing? Yazukira. I know him. He sings. Yazukira.
Yazukira, okuva mubafu, yazukira. Okuva mubafu, yazo kira. Okuva mubafu, zemtonda twala. Abana bejali, katonda atwala. Abana bejali. Heroes from that day. Heroes from that day. Heroes from that day. And the Lord shall bear his children home. And the Lord shall bear his children home.
You see, I know him.
We need to know Jesus personally, not in just knowing about him. I know Paul. I know about Paul, but I know Henry very well. Do you know Jesus personally?
Do you have that relationship with him? You need to invite him. Then you can have a discussion with him in a prayer. And he talks to you through his word. That is knowing him. There are two verses here that I've learned. Benefits of knowing Jesus. When you know Jesus, you are assured of eternal life. In John chapter 17, verse 3, it says, "Now, this is eternal life, that they may know you, the true Father, and his Son you sent." Knowing him, you are assured of eternal life. Because Jesus is the way, he is the truth, and he is the life. When you know him, you are assured of eternal life. That very place where there is no snow in heaven. That's the very place I'm talking about. Where there is excitement, that is the place. But also, knowing God is a source of wisdom and understanding. In Proverbs chapter 9, verse 10, he says, "The fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom, and knowledge of the Holy One is understanding." Just knowing him, you are assured of wisdom. You are assured of understanding. You are assured of his presence all the time. Whatsoever, come what may, you know he's there. Even when the world is so dark, when you are oppressed, depressed, displaced, misplaced, you know he's there. He's your God. He can meet you at the point of your need. He can meet you when you are frustrated. He can make your disappointment his appointment. He can make your setback to be a setup for your comeback. This is our God I'm talking about. He knows you very well. Your setback in him can be a setup for your comeback in life when you are stranded. Give him a mighty hand clap, our God. Praise the Lord. Another thing here, not just knowing him, but knowing the power of his resurrection. You know, Jesus was the first person to resurrect from death. Before Jesus, we don't see anywhere in the Bible any person who resurrected. Jesus was the first one to resurrect. Did you read in the Bible somewhere that somebody resurrected in the Bible? Is there anybody who resurrected in the Bible? Lazarus. Lazarus, he says, resurrection means somebody dying and come back to life, never to die again. That's the meaning of resurrection. But somebody dying and come back to life, it is called resuscitation, and then he dies again. The only person who resurrected from death is called Jesus. That is why we need to know the power of his resurrection, so that we are assured of resurrection after this life. You know, Muhammad died, he's in the grave. Buddha died, he's in the grave. Other religious founders died. But Jesus died, rose again, he's in heaven. Because of his resurrection, we are assured of our resurrection. And that is the strength we have. Hallelujah. Because he resurrected, we are assured of our resurrection. And three things here I want you to note. How do we benefit from the power of resurrection? Number one, the power of resurrection helps us that we are forgiven of our sins. If you need to find that, you read it in the Word of God, which is Romans chapter 4, verse 25. It says, "He was delivered over to death for our sins and was raised to life for our justification, so that we are justified." The power of resurrection brings forgiveness in us. Not only that, the power of resurrection helps us to have power to conquer sin. So that we can conquer sin. You can have power to say no to sin. You can have power to say no to cigarette, to smoking. Because you have the power of resurrection, you can say no to smoking. You can even say no to sex. I always speak to younger people, but when you come to sex, they always keep quiet and say, what is he talking about? Because some people are students, but they as if they are already married. In Uganda, we emphasize that sex before marriage is a sin. That's the way we teach in Uganda, from the Bible. And we say, sex outside is a sin. And we also say, but also sex between people of the same sex is a sin because it's biblical. You can say no to sin. Ask your friend, can you say no to sin? Ask your friend. Can you say no to sin? Yes, we need to have that strength. I have been, last year, I had a couple, a wedding. We married 225 couples in one service. 225 couples in one service. People were cohabiting. But we preached the gospel of saying no to sin. And he came to Jesus and we married them. People who were cohabiting. And I have been having a way of giving gifts to virgins, especially girls. I don't talk about boys. Boys are not easy in Uganda. But so I give them a gift when they are found virgin after the wedding. But it is not easy to find a virgin. Not easy. So people have no power to say no to sin, but we have that power. And lastly, when you know the power of resurrection, you know Christ and you make him known. We are called to know Christ and to do what? To make him known. You be his witness so that they will know you. This is a follower of Jesus. You become a witness in what you say. In what you do, the way you walk, they know you are a witness of Jesus Christ. What is more important? The more important thing is to know Jesus. How do you know him? Inviting him, accepting him, and then asking him to forgive you. Knowing the power of resurrection, this power will help you to have your sins forgiven, but also to conquer sin, but also to become a witness. And you have the power. In Uganda, I always see policemen and police ladies. A man or a woman can speak in the middle of the road and stop a very big trailer or truck. For one reason, he has behind him, he has power. And this power is from the government. You have power in Jesus. You can pray for people because you have that power. You can set the oppressed free because you have the power of resurrection. Are you looking for something more important? Fame, money, education? The most important thing is knowing Jesus and the power of resurrection. Are you a believer? Continue being committed to him. Are you not a believer? You accept him and you will discover his power and the power of his resurrection. Let us pray. Father, it is in the name of Jesus that we come before you. We want to totally know you, not just knowing about you. And help us to discover this power so that we can be set free completely. Where there is a source of wisdom and understanding, and also the source of eternal life. In the name of God the Father, God the Son, God the Holy Spirit. Amen.